For the second time in 3 years, the Los Angeles Kings are Stanley Cup champions. The Kings won 3-2 in double overtime on Friday night in L.A., thus vanquishing the New York Rangers in 5 games. Here to comment on how Angelinos are feeling about the Kings' recent dominance of the world's coolest game is reporter Susan Vallett. Susan, what was the mood on Friday night, and how did the locals celebrate?
Well, I was hanging out at a bar in Manhattan Beach, which is where a lot of the players live, so there's a lot of fan base there. And we were really tired watching this game, post after post being hit, and it goes into one overtime and two overtime. And finally the Kings score, and the place went wild. People screaming, I heard somebody ringing a bell, people giving high fives. On my drive home, there was a group of kids along Pacific Coast Highway on an intersection there wearing their Kings jerseys, waving sticks at honking cars going by. So it's a big celebration now. We're pretty happy they won.
One fan you met on Friday night, Mario Morales, talked about the long-term importance of Friday's win.
We need big wins. The hockey's never been big in L.A. It's just how it is, but keep winning like this, seasons like this, oh man, you'll get hockey fans all over.
The Kings seem to have won over Los Angeles, but what do you think? Will fans in traditional hockey towns also embrace the team?
I hope they do. I mean, the West has been pretty dominant for the past, you know, few years, and we still get a bum rap because we're California, we're home of the sunshine and the beaches, and, you know, we play roller hockey, but there's still a hockey community here. So I hope that the East Coast and the rest of the country and Canada views us in a better light, especially given this win.
One final question. L.A. obviously is a big sports town. In terms of the hierarchy there, where do the Kings now rank in terms of the Dodgers, the Lakers, the Angels, etc.?
As much as I am a Kings fan at heart, I play hockey as well. This is going to always be a Dodgers town and a Lakers town and a Clippers town. For the next few days, it's going to be a Kings town, the big parade, and the focus will be on the Kings. But once next season comes along, it's going to be back to being a Dodgers and a Clippers and a Lakers town. That's just how it is.
Susan Vallett is an L.A.-based reporter and is herself, as she says, a hockey player. Susan, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks a lot.